Monday night, end of the Torah, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbart.
And that was, what happens if a person had, we spoke about moksha yesterday with food items. So we speak about the meat and the fish and everything, and I said, which is moksha. Then we said, what happens, you can have moksha on a food item. What I mean is like this. Someone is, for example, eating challah etzrol. Listen carefully to my question. He's eating challah etzrol, and he makes hamotzi lechem and oretz on the challah. He puts it in his mouth. And just after he put it in his mouth, his wife said, I just realized I forgot to separate challah. Now, an etzrol, that's a serious problem. Now, what do you do? So I said to you yesterday that lechori, you have to get rid of that challah in your mouth, spit it out. Someone came after us and she said, that's very nice that, but you made a brocha, it's made how much lechem and oretz. It's a brocha of atora. It'd be far better to swallow a little bit and then get the rest out.
That's rabbon.
What's rabbon?
You ate strength.
What?
You ate strength. You made a brocha, you made out strength.
Without eating it. So it's interesting halacha, it's a very interesting halacha, my friends. Very interesting halacha. Let me ask you a question. What would you say to this shayla, Rabbi Yisrael? Someone has had a meaty meal. He's fleishig. Not in 9 days, Moshe. But not in 9 days. Right. 9 days is not a problem, yeah? Not in 9 days. Now, today, I know we have for supper, Moshe. Someone had a fleishig meal for supper. An hour later, he makes himself a cup of coffee, and he makes it with milk in, and he makes the bracha, bracha to Hashem, kemen lachem, shakon yivori, just about to drink, he's... I've just realized I'm within my 6 hour waiting period. He's realized after 10 minutes. What happens if he realizes after 10 minutes? First of all, my friend, I must tell you, if you make a bracha on something, you didn't have in mind or something else, it won't help you. See, if you had in mind for water as well, then you're right, it'll help you. But let's say you didn't have in mind. What do you do?
Why didn't you wash the cup out?
No.
Why didn't you wash the cup out?
He forgot to wash it out, Moshe. He forgot to wash it.
When it's there?
He forgot to wash it out. Nura Boisa, what happens? So all chachomim over here, all baby chachomim. Oh. So the halacha is like this. Let's see if we can find it. Parrot based Ivlamid. He over here brings over HTML halachas actually. Parrot based Ivlamid. Oh, I can't believe it. Parrot based, I think it's Ivlamid. No, it's not Mr. Rosh Chodesh Moshi. Oh, Berg Batos here. Adam Shatar Berg Al Gavina Batos Shay Shos Lachias Bosa. It goes like this. Omru Arba Shois, if 4 hours have passed, you can swallow some of the cheese or the coffee. Yes, Ashtoivrim, some hold, I feel Loobrokim Shaw, like you said. Even if 1 hour has passed, because some sheep hold, that's alright. If an hour has passed, the Chol Hadeus, you have to get rid of it. That means there's no shell of a Brokha Batola in this. It's not called a Brokha Batola because a person is not hungry, he's not allowed to. When a person is not allowed to eat a food, Then there's no bracha batol if he doesn't eat the food. He's made a bracha, but he's an oinus now. There's nothing he can do. He's an accident. Bracha batol, he's oinus. It's worse to eat it than to not eat it. He's better off not eating it. That is the halacha. And he says, I didn't realize. He actually brings the remark at the bottom here. The remark says, Mefurush, in Nosra Tori Peiri, when Oid Lekosha Bolosha Peiri, Muksa, Mamish is case. The Ramah says there that it's also to eat it, you've got to eject it. You have to throw it out. Just one little question he's got over here. Someone made a brocha. Interesting shayla, actually. Someone made hamotzi lechem and oretz. I know someone had this shayla, actually. Well, I know the Rav was asked a shayla. Someone, funny people got some funny shayla. Someone was washed on Matzah Shabbos. He made hamotzi, and he realized he forgot to make Abdallah. So he phoned the Rav up, what should I do? He's not bad, actually. It's not bad. What? Not eat before Abdullah. So what do you do now? You made a mitzi. What do you do? So on that, the halacha is, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch says, I remar, birch al pas. The remar says, if a person made a brocha on bread, v'niska shlo hivdil, mikol mokoin yitam. You should taste a bit. What is going on here, my friends?
So why
can't
you eat before Abdullah?
Oh, Moshe, very good. What? No, you can't eat them. Habdala, if you're eating food, has to be make ala kos. The Hei Rabbi says it's a contradiction. The Chayre, it's a contradiction. The Poshna Teres, actually, yeah? But the case of the meat and milk, the Chayre, Poshna Teres, right? It's a bit of a Teres. The meat and milk case, we say, you've got to leave it. Or Muxa, let's talk about the Muxa case. The Muxa case, you've got to leave it. If you realize you've got Muxa in your mouth, you made a bracha, you can't eat the Muxa. And here, when it comes to the case of, Habdala, we say you can eat the bread. The Teres says there's a difference between something which is awesome itself, the man, or the actual item is awesome. The muksa item, the item itself is also that you can't have. If it's only something to do with time, that's really bad. You have to know what else to do. Okay, that is the bottom line. So the maisa, what we spoke about yesterday, is taka right taka, this person who swallowed the challah, who had the challah in their mouth, and who realized that it's muksa, even though you made hamoitzi, no choice, you have to get rid of the muksa, you have to get rid of it, throw it out, and you can't eat it. As someone said yesterday, which is quite right actually, all the challah on the table is muksa in Eretz Yisrael. Because since you can't separate on Shabbos, that is useless. You can't eat moshi. You can't eat the bread. So all the bread on the table is muksa. Nothing you can do with it. I mean, you can move it off with your hand or with your elbow or something like a shinri, but you can't pick it out and put it away somewhere else. Yeah, you've got a problem.
There's a little bit on the side.
What moshi?
Not if there's a
gentile. You can ask a very good Moshe. You can ask a goy to do it. That's very good. I'm going to come to that now, Moshe, actually. I'm going to come to that now.
Same
with the tray. You can't have it. Any all these things, any forbidden food, you can't have it. Meister, where else is the tvor made from chodosh? I'm not sure why, actually. But interesting. Let's say someone's matbil on chodosh. Let's say everyone in the place is matbil on chodosh. And someone's got tvor bread made from chodosh. That bread, for some reason, is not a muksa. Because I think the rule is he's not going to eat it anyway, yeah? He's going to give it to a non-Jew. So since it's edible for a non-Jew, it's not a muksa. Anything which is roy for a non-Jew to eat, l'chol, is not a muksa. And we spoke about it's kidneys on Pesach. All these things are not muksa because they are roy for people to eat.
Same with
color.
Yeah,
with
the
color. Color, that's a straw, which you
haven't
seen.
I can't go eat.
No, please.
You haven't seen color. It's not muksa,
because he's
going to give it to a koi. It's not only for koi. Most food that's edible for you to eat, you prefer to keep it, love shells eat it. It's oimer to be given to you to eat, so therefore it won't help you to give it to God. It doesn't help to change it now to a God, because when Shabbos came in, the food was oimer for Yisrael to eat. It doesn't help to change it now to Shabbos.
Can I
be said already before, my friend, even though someone, we sow this out quite clearly, someone's got raw meat in his fridge. Let's say raw meat is moksa. It's roy to give to your dogs. So apostles say it doesn't help. Yeah. So which is omer for achilas odom, it's meant to be eaten by a person. Okay. He won't give it to an animal. Okay, so it doesn't help. Give it to a goy. Why should I give it to a goy if I can eat myself?
I want Shabbos to be hard. Try that chalas. Come on,
Shabbos is really hard. I don't know. It's not roy to eat anymore. I don't know. You have to know. If you say it's not, what? Better. If it's omer for them to eat, maybe that'll be better. So he's asking, someone's got a care in the house, the moshal. There's a care in the house, so the goy anyway eats from the thing there. That could be better, Tucker, then. If it's omer. Yeah, maybe she could pick it up. Maybe she could pick it up, Tucker. Yeah.
So the general would be allowed
to go
on Shabbos.
You have to know, Moshe. You can't do it on Shabbos. That you can't do. Who I did actually, someone goes to a rov. It's also interesting, Shabbos. Someone goes to a rov with a shine of some milk fell into the meat. So he takes the pot along to the Rav and he shows the Rav the whole thing. The Rav asks him how much it is. The Rav says it's no good.
What was it?
The Rav, someone had some milk fell into some meat. I tell you, someone had this shayla. Well, this is a true shayla. What happened a few years ago? Someone decided to put some kishka in his cholent. It's a very nice idea. He had it. Shabbos morning, he takes the kishka out and he realized it was pizza. Instead of a kishka, he made a mistake with pizza. Fish is half the problem. It's only 6 years ago. But anyway, it was pizza. Now, this guy, let's say he didn't realize, so he's not sure what to do. So he takes it to the Rav, and he wants the Rav to work out what should I do with this. Not much of a shine, the Maisa, really. But the Maisa went to the Rav to shine. The Rav says, finish, it's no good. Really? That's Muxi. He's holding Muxi in his hand.
Is it cooked?
It's all cooked. It got cooked together with it. He put the kitchen, it was cooked overnight.
It was
cooked properly, Moshi. Mum is cooked properly. And the Maisa, what happens is, that whole thing now is also to eat. That whole thing becomes Muxi. But my friend, meat that's cooked with milk is also bahanor. No one can have it. Even a non-Jew. You can't even give it to your dog. It's mamish also to have anor from. It becomes also to eat on Shabbos. The nela, that now becomes muksa. That is muksa. That's all cases of food that can become muksa. Let's move on to today's topic. That's also very interesting. The shaila of, let's say someone comes home Friday night. I'm all right, I should show him actually. So someone comes home on Friday night, whatever, Friday, Shabbos morning, he comes down into his room, into his kitchen, and he sees little Moishi has very nicely pulled the plug out of the freezer. Happens more than once. Now the shy is the few shy's over here. First of all, you have to think to yourself, what's the option? There's a few options. Option number one, which is probably the best one, is to take it next door. Let's say you've got an alien you can carry with a neighbour, or you've got another freezer somewhere else. Option number one, which is probably the best, is to transfer all the food to someone else's freezer. What's the problem? What might be the problem with that, Moishi? Why might it be a problem to move all the stuff in your freezer somewhere else? You wait for the goy, Moishi. The goy's coming. Wait a minute, Moishi. Wait for the goy. So the maaser in the freezer, you have to ask yourself, have I got any mukzah in the freezer? Now, you have to know, we're just busy with fish and meat. Let's take on that it is mukzah. Let's say the fish maybe is not mukzah. Let's say the meat is mukzah. So now you've got a problem. You can't move the mukzah. The only thing I've done, we couldn't find Mamish's head clearly, is the moshul. Let's say someone's got a lot of meat in his freezer. It's Mamish has some rubber, yeah? It can be a big loss. Yeah, I say it's very hard to move the thing.
Yeah,
that's not shooting. That's not a way of going.
It's very hard to do it.
The moshul, someone's got a freezer full of meat, for example. Moshul, yeah? Someone's got a freezer full of meat. So have some rubber, such a thing there. Moshul, it's going to go bad. First, I must tell you the truth. I'm not even convinced if the freezer is off. And then within 24 hours, what?
Yeah, it's all
that. What?
It's all closed, it's all right.
It's all closed, it's all right. Yeah, but you're going to have to move it. You have to know. This is what. Let's talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say it was Yom Tov first, and then Shabbos, and now he realizes his plug's been unplugged for a long time. And I say it's interesting what Chaim's. I'm not sure. Are you sure Chaim for 24 hours, right?
Yeah, there's issues.
What?
Not soft ice cream.
Not do I have some rubber. I used to have some rubber.
Soybean, you've got to go to the freezer shop
for us. No? I'm trying it out. It's a bit of a there's no rubber. What?
25 will be alright.
Sure. But first, we have to know also, it could be if you've opened it on Friday night already beforehand, you already opened it before, and the air's gone in already, then it could be worse. Well, let's say the freezer was open. Let's say the freezer was. What? I'm not sure. You have to know. I'm not sure. And let's think about a case where the mice and the food's going to become damaged. So now the question is, first of all, the ideal option, the chayra, is to move it yourself into somewhere else. But if you've got a problem with moxa, I don't know about this exactly. We spoke about odd and ball and mamoine. If it's a big hefzer, it could be its mutter. The next option is to get a goy to move it. A goy moving moxa is much more lenient. The mice, that's more or less mutter, especially if it has some maruba, that's definitely allowed. So if you've got a hefzer maruba, you can definitely ask a goy to move all your things next to you. I must say, it's not always so practical. I remember someone told me once I had a shy with his cholent pot. So I told him, the best thing is get a non-Jew to carry your cholent pot next door. He said, my friend, I don't want to tell you, it's a used cholent pot, he said to me. Yeah. He said, I can't really ask a goy to carry his cholent pot from one place to the other. First of all, he said, how much it might spill. That's first of all, he's worried about losing his cholent. It's a big, big pot. And he said, it's not very practical to ask the goy to take it, which I can understand. Now, ask the goy to move all your stuff from the freezer from one room to the other, or from another house. It's not so popular. It's not.
Go to the goy. What? To the goy that plugs out.
You might. So the next option is now, that's a question. Can you ask a non-Jew, but derech remiza, in a hinting way, how do you hint to a non-Jew?
Say that.
There's our Sabbath today. Well, you can't be careful about what you say. So I wrote down an example of what you can say. You can say to the non-Jew,
it's our Sabbath today.
Let's just go find it. You can say to the non-Jew, we cannot switch the freezer on today. So the non-Jew says, would you like me to put it on for you? What must you not say?
No,
you must say yes.
No,
you mustn't say yes. If you say yes, that's like telling him to do it. So I ask the non-Jew, I say to the non-Jew, sorry, I can't switch my freezer on today. I've got a problem. My freezer's off, or not off, yeah, and I can't switch it on today. So the guy says to me, okay, do you want me to put it on for you?
Very nice of you.
What? Very nice of you. Oh, right. So for me to say to him, yes, you'd be doing a big favour, that's the problem on me. That is like telling him yes. So what he's saying is quite right. What you can say to him is that would be a big help, or that would be very nice. That is the chayre okay. That's not called a sibui. That's not called a command. That is derech remiza. My friends, though, what's happened to the Issa of Hanor? Are you allowed to have benefit from what a non-Jew's done?
Yes, you can.
Oh, boy, she can't. You're not allowed to have a Noor for a non-Jew. Are you allowed to have a Noor when a Koi puts a light on for you on Shabbos?
No.
Yes, yes. Even though you did it derech remiza. Boy, she mustn't.
No.
You mustn't have a Noor for the chayre. What's happened over here? The terrace is that this is not called Hanor. If all the stuff is still frozen, so Moedei Achilish is actually, if the stuff is still frozen and you're just preserving the freezing states, that's not called Hanor. Hanor is when you create something. Enoch Hanami, if the food is defrosted already and you now want the goy to put the freezer on to freeze it up again, that's much worse. But if it's in its matzav as it is, that's not called Nein in my sagas. You've got around the problem of Amir Akum. There's no Amir Akum because you do it derech remiza. You do it in a hidden way. There's no issue of Nein in my sagas because you're not adding an or. The food is still frozen, and all he's doing is keeping it in that a position, which is okay. All right, please.
Thank you.